This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Michaela Strum. Spring. Deanahan.
Deanahan 24. Ferris 61. Kennedy 3, Kylie 7, McKellistrom 65.
May 2002, and the votes are tallied in the Kerry North Count Centre. Those votes would yield a shock. Sinn Féin's Martin Ferris topping the poll, the former Taoiseach and Labour Party leader Dick Spring the casualty.
Spring, Dick, the Labour Party, plus 187, making a total of 9,353, 9,353. As the votes of Jimmy Deanahan exceed the quota, I deem him to be elected.
The reality was that Dick Spring had been very low profile for some time leading into the election.
Deirdre Walsh, then of the Kerryman, now of Radio Kerry, was at that count. There had been rumblings, she says, that the man who almost lost his seat in 1987 could be in trouble. In the event, his vote did drop to 22.5%, 1,000 votes short of the quota. Now, in those circumstances, in just about any other three-seat constituency, you could be pretty sure of election. But in the ultra-competitive Kerry North, it wasn't enough.
I remember early in the count, it looked like he was going to win a seat. But what actually happened was Dan Kiely, who was one of the two Fianna Fáil candidates, a lot of Dan Kiely's second preference votes went towards Jimmy Deanahan as the count wore on. And at one point, actually, Michael Noonan was on national TV and he was more or less conceding that Jimmy Deanahan had lost his seat. But then the count completely changed. The transfers went Jimmy Deanahan's way and that was enough to push him up. And he was elected ahead of Dick Spring and Dick Spring lost his seat.
Jimmy Deanahan and Martin Ferris were joined by Tom McElstrom of Fianna Fáil in Leinster House. Now, all three are contesting this year's election and Labour, with a new candidate, will be making a serious effort to regain that seat. Add to this tensions within Fianna Fáil, and it's little wonder that people here in Tralee say this is shaping up to be one of the toughest battles of the general election. As one person put it, if you reckon you know for sure what's going to happen in Kerry North, it's a clear sign you haven't a clue. Kerry native Michael O'Regan is the parliamentary correspondent of the Irish Times.
There will be four candidates trying for three seats. That's the three outgoing TDs and Labour's councillor Terry O'Brien. He took over the spring council seat, as it were, there in Tralee. His task will be, I suppose, to broaden his base outside Tralee. He could do it. It's wide open.
On the ground, there are complaints, including from Fianna Fáil people, that Kerry North isn't getting its fair share of investment, of jobs and of infrastructure. For instance, the lead story in this week's Kerryman centres on the campaign for a bypass for Castle Island. There's a front page editorial and a warning that this will be an election issue. In Tralee, you'll encounter typical urban issues. For instance, and worryingly, another newspaper story this week details the area's first ever conviction for heroin dealing. But there are also more rural areas and smaller towns like Tarbert and Listowel with their own issues. I asked people in Tralee for their views on the issues and the candidates.
I suppose the biggest problem I would have would be healthcare, really, because I was in hospital myself last summer. It was a fairly routine operation, but I got very ill after the operation. I don't know whether I picked up the MRSA bug or what. They told me I was allergic to the antibiotics they were giving me, but I'm not too sure really, but I was very ill. I spent 7 days, I didn't eat a bite for 7 days in hospital. And the first, I suppose mainly as well, when I went in there I found the delay in the hospital. I spent 7 hours waiting before I got a bed. And there was actually elderly people. There was one woman I was talking to, she was there for 7 hours, she told me in a trolley, this is a Tralee General. And I couldn't believe it. Like, it's really, with the amount of money we're supposed to have today, it's unbelievable.
And have you had many of them knocking at the door so far?
I have nobody. That's the maze. Nobody's come yet. I probably am out, you know, during the day. So when they will come, hopefully I'll have enough to say to them.
And at this stage, would you have your mind made up? Or is the vote there for the taking?
It's there for the taking, really, because one time I used to, you know, my parents would be Fine Gael one time, but I voted for Fianna Fáil, Labour, Fine Gael, different.
At the moment, in terms of the local characters, who would stand out for you?
I suppose the most high profile would be Martin Ferris, and I suppose Terry O'Brien is supposed to be a good Labour candidate as well. But
you're here in Tralee. Now, you're not originally from Tralee, but you're living in Kerry now, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. I lived in Greystones, County Wicklow, but I'm now living in Tralee, and I love it very much.
You're going to have a lot of local politicians knocking on the door over the next few weeks. What are you going to ask them about?
I'm going to ask them about healthcare, and I'm also going to ask them if they're going to do anything about stamp duty for first-time buyers, and those issues are a main concern of mine.
And is stamp duty, is that something that would affect you personally?
Well, if I was a first-time buyer, which I hope to be in a year or two, it would affect me personally, yeah.
How long have you been living in Kerry?
I've been living here since August, and it's lovely.
And have you come across any of the TDs here in that time?
I met Jimmy Deanahan, and I found him very helpful and very nice, and I probably vote give him my number. I will give him my number one vote. Yeah.
What about any of the others?
There's a gentleman from the Green Party. He's David Gray, I think his name is, and he's very interested. So I would definitely give him priority as well.
Well, I think the government as it is has been all right. You know what I mean. They could do better with the hospitals, I suppose, and the roads.
But overall, you don't seem to be hugely unhappy.
I'm not, no. Not personally, I'm not.
Well, it interests me, but I have no idea what it's about.
Have any of them come looking for your vote yet?
Oh, there's been a few around, all right, but I've only one person in mind.
Oh, have you? You've kind of your mind made
yes,
up at this stage.
I have. I've always voted for the same man, and I'll keep on voting for him because he's the only one who does anything for us.
And would you tell us who that is?
Martin Ferris. In all fairness, that's all.
Labour's loss here 5 years ago was symptomatic of their so-so election. Gains in places like Cork East and Dublin Central were offset by losses in constituencies such as Dublin North Central and Louth. If Enda Kenny and Pat Rabbit's alternative coalition is to stand any chance of taking power, Labour will have to make gains this year. And Kerry North has been widely spoken of as a good place to start. In fact, so much has been written about their candidate Terry O'Brien, and such has been the hype about his chances that he must be under severe pressure to deliver.
It's very easy to speak up to new kid on the block, and it suits maybe the older heads who have been there a while, and you know, when they're knocking at doors saying, oh, Terry is safe, he's grand, you know, don't forget me, and so on. So the three gentlemen who are there at the moment are fairly comfortable in their seats, and the bookies gave all these kind of odds saying that I was favourites, and there was many favourites given as well last week in Cheltenham, Mitchell, and they're still running, darling, so there's no hope for them either.
In common with all of the other candidates, he says that on the canvas the talk is predominantly of local matters. Now maybe this will change when the phony war ends and the campaign proper begins, but at the moment there's still more focus on who will pick up the litter than on who will form the government.
I suppose after canvassing for two local elections, I thought canvassing for a general would maybe be a bit different, but very much the same topics. And I suppose it is all politics is local. So I suppose you would have the local issues. And again, while they're local, they're seen nationally, whether it's antisocial behaviour, you know, and what's going on, we'll say, with the crisis on our roads and the crashes with the boy races and so on.
A councillor since 1999, Terry O'Brien is relatively unusual in Irish politics. He was paralysed in a diving accident and uses a wheelchair. Another wheelchair user, Sean Connick, is running for Fianna Fáil in Wexford.
There are two of us this time going for Dáil Éireann, and I believe it was only 3 months ago Dáil Éireann was made accessible, so maybe they know something in Dáil Éireann that myself and this other candidate from Wexford are not sure about yet. It makes it very interesting when you're out in the rural parts of North Kerry and you're trying to pass over cattle grids, and you know, you find out how tough it can be, I suppose. Yeah, but rather than shoe leather, it's tie rubber I'd be losing.
For every person you meet who feels that Terry O'Brien can improve on Dick Spring's 2002 performance, you'll meet another who argues that Spring had a huge personal vote, that all of this won't transfer to the new man, and that he's by no means the shoo-in that some would have you believe.
North Kerry is going to be a very interesting count. I'm sure there'll be many people on there holding their head for a long, long time. It won't be. I think the tallysmen won't let you know very early in North Kerry how they see it going unless there is someone way out in the front. I can't imagine it being so. It's going to be a very, very interesting election down here.
As it was the last time when, despite a campaign that was mired in controversy, at one point he was arrested in connection with alleged vigilante activity, Martin Ferris was Sinn Féin's highest vote getter across the country. Also based in Tralee, he is still a more controversial figure than Dáil colleagues like Sean Crowe or Caoimhín Ó Caoláin.
Well, I don't. I'm no more controversial than anybody else. I speak my mind. If controversial means that I have a past, I have a past, and I don't deny it. We got it rough in the last election. Every effort was made to try and stop Sinn Féin taking the seat. Six of my election workers were arrested. I was arrested myself. A lot of allegations were made against it, which were proved to be absolutely unfounded. And despite everything that was done, the good people of North Kerry came out and 9,600 of them voted number one for Sinn Féin and Martin Ferris.
Martin Ferris says he has consolidated that Sinn Féin vote in North Kerry since the last election. His opponents say he can't possibly match his 2002 performance and is vulnerable to any Labour resurgence.
For the last 5 years, I have been working practically round the clock, raising all the issues in the constituency here in Leinster House, highlighting them, also working on the ground in the constituency, providing a constituency service.
Don't Sinn Féin have a problem, though, in that all you can do is raise issues? There's little chance of you being in government in the near future, your critics would say.
Well, we might be in government next Monday evening in another part of our country. I have no doubt that Sinn Féin will be in government in the South sometime in the future.
Don't you have a fundamental problem, though, in that keen and all as Sinn Féin people are to get in government, both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are saying no?
Well, I think if you listen to Bertie over the last number of weeks, he has softened his position on that. And just remember this, that either party needs the numbers to make up a government. I have no doubt that they will come knocking on the door of Sinn Féin in the interest of the country, as David put it.
Martin Ferris may have topped the poll in 2002, but the first seat was taken by Fianna Fáil's Tom McElstrom, a perfect example of the dynasty effect in Irish politics. He's the third Tom McElstrom to represent Kerry North, his father and grandfather holding a seat before him. Last time out, he received twice the vote of his running mate, Dan Kiely. He'll be joined on the ticket this time by Norma Foley, herself the daughter of a former TD, Dennis Foley. As Deirdre Walsh of Radio Kerry explains, Fianna Fáil in Kerry North is a family affair.
There's notorious rivalry between the two, between both candidates. And Fianna Fáil voters in Kerry North are entrenched in either camp. You're either a Mac voter or a Foley voter. And I reckon that means they won't transfer very well to each other. Whereas if you look at the last election, when Dan Kiely was eliminated, his votes would have automatically moved on to Tom McElstrom, and it worked well there.
Another complicating factor is that both McElstrom and Foley are from the Tralee area, while Fianna Fáil headquarters would have preferred one candidate to be based in the northern part of the constituency. It was rumoured locally that a Ballyhaig-based councillor, John Brazel, would be added to the ticket, and it was reported nationally that Norma Foley was facing the chop. She says she's on the ticket to stay.
Rumours of my demise were greatly exaggerated, I imagine. I was selected by convention here in North Kerry by the delegates, Fianna Fáil delegates, and that didn't change, and it hasn't changed, and so I'm very much on the ticket and out there working for the ticket.
You must have been pretty alarmed, though, when those stories started to appear in the papers. Did you contact party headquarters, or what did you do?
Alarmed, yes, because nothing was coming to me on the ground as to why I shouldn't be on the ticket. And indeed, party headquarters have confirmed to me now that I am very much so on the ticket, and it's a two-person ticket for Fianna Fáil. So I was selected, I've now been ratified, and I'm doing the job that needs to be done.
However, realistically, only one of you can take a seat.
That's as may be, unless we surprise everyone on the day.
An almighty shock now, in fairness.
Yeah, it might well be, but, you know, I have a job to do, and the deputy has a job to do. We're working together for a Fianna Fáil seat.
Tom McElstrom makes a virtue of spending more time on the doorsteps than in the radio studio, certainly as far as media appearances are concerned. Norma Foley, who's the current mayor of Tralee, has a higher profile, yet many locally still see the sitting TD as the better electoral prospect. Foley, who's the only woman in the field, says she agrees with those who argue that North Kerry needs more investment.
Whilst things have been delivered into us in terms of infrastructure, in the last 3.5 years, over 100 million alone has come into Kerry Roads, and that's great. But then there are outstanding issues like we are choked with traffic in this constituency. We're a tourism county, and we're looking at things like bypasses for Castle Island, Listowel, Ring Roads, Tralee, whatever. And we feel that the pace of change in North Kerry is too slow.
Is that a criticism then of your party colleague Tom McAllister?
No, it's an observation. It's the way I would do things.
The Kerry North ballot paper is becoming increasingly crowded. The Green Party will have a candidate here this time, David Gray, who ran unsuccessfully in the last local elections. Among the independents will be Sam Locke, Anthony Dineen and Morgan Stack. Now, of the hundreds of declared candidates, Stack must have one of the most unusual election platforms. He's a member of the 9/11 Truth Committee, which disputes the official version of what happened in America on September the 11th, 2001. At least one further local independent hopeful has declared an interest in running. But it's fair to say that as things stand, there's only one other serious candidate here.
Well, certainly it's going to be very competitive.
Jimmy Deanahan was first elected to the Dáil in Kerry North in 1987, ending a run of elections in which Fianna Fáil had taken two seats. As a member of the Fine Gael front bench, it's hardly surprising that he concurs with the view that Kerry North hasn't got its fair share of the Celtic Tiger spoils. The status of Tralee General Hospital, he argues, will be an election issue, as he claims will be the constituency's failure to attract big industry.
Something like 15 factories have closed in the North Kerry area over the last 10 years. And the IDA have succeeded in bringing no new investor into the North Kerry area for 8 years. And we haven't been just on the map for a number of years there. We didn't even attract an itinerary to Kerry.
Jimmy Deanahan, who's based near Listowel, is the only big party candidate in the northern part of the constituency, which must be a significant electoral advantage. However, some pundits have argued that he could be in trouble. There was something of a stir locally over the fact that one leading firm of bookmakers gave longer odds on him than on McAllister, Ferris or O'Brien.
I'm a pragmatist when it comes to elections, and this is my seventh election fighting. And I realise that it all happens on the day of the election, and it will very much depend on how I campaign and the party members between this and the election. As of now, it's wide open.
So then, you could argue, a relatively straightforward situation here in North Kerry. Can Labour regain a seat? And if they can, whose seat will it be? And if Fianna Fáil are again to be successful, will Tom McAllister definitely be the victor, or could the seat revert to the Foley family? Now, in many constituencies, you would be laughed at for even suggesting that Fianna Fáil could be the ultimate losers. Before the 2002 poll, it was mooted that Bertie Ahern's party could be left without a seat here in North Kerry. In the event, that speculation proved well wide of the mark. However, Deirdre Walsh, presenter of the Kerry Today programme, says that this time it has to be considered.
It's very hard to call it, but I think, and again I'm going out on a limb here, I think Jimmy Deanahan will be okay, as I said, because of where he's positioned geographically in the constituency. It's very hard to see Martin Ferris losing his seat. You could have an almighty scramble then between Tom McAllister and Norma Foley of Fianna Fáil and Terry O'Brien of Labour. Any one of those three are in with a fighting chance of the third seat, and it's anyone's guess then as to which of the three.
For his part, Michael O'Regan of the Irish Times says he can't see Fianna Fáil being left seatless here, and he reckons that McAllister will prevail. After that,
I think perhaps 1 week into that 3 week campaign, where we know the national issues, the national swing, if there is a swing, where the local issues continue to surface, unemployment in Tralee Town, the health services, the rub with the Castle Island bypass, then I think a pattern will emerge, but it's all to play for.
But if you had to call it, what would you say?
As of now, and I stress as of now, before the election is called, I would probably say that the three sitting TDs will get back. But that carries a political health warning. We still have to have that three-week campaign. It's wide open. I don't underestimate Terry O'Brien's chances at all.
Michael O'Regan. Well, I also asked this week's pundits to take a look at the county's other constituency, Kerry South. Three seats, the constituency of Killarney, Cahersaveen, and the place pretty much everyone still seems to call Dingle. It was also the scene of a big upset back in 97 when Jackie Healy-Ray was triumphant.
He stunned Fianna Fáil headquarters by winning a seat, And indeed, one of the first people to make contact him after, with him after that election was Bertie Ahern, of course, who needed his vote to form a government. Now, he did get a scare in 2002 when Tom Fleming of Fianna Fáil came within 203 votes of taking that seat. Tom Fleming will put up a formidable challenge this time, and Mr. Healy Ray knows well that he will. But the Healy Ray organisation is quite strong when you consider that Jackie Healy Ray's two sons, Danny and Michael, are county councillors. Now, that's a three-person operation, political operation within the constituency, quite formidable. And while Tom Fleming, doing a vote share, it appears now, with the Minister of Tourism, John O'Donoghue, will put up a strong fight, I think that on balance, Mr. Healy Ray remains favourite.
The one thing everybody is agreed on is, no matter what happens during the campaign, there's one absolute cert in Kerry South, the Minister for Tourism and Sport, John O'Donoghue.
It's very difficult to see John O'Donoghue losing his seat. Looking at the vote he pulled the last time out, 9,445 first preference votes, you know, over the quota immediately. Since then, he's tourism minister. He's in a very high profile ministry, particularly from Kerry's point of view.
And of course, controversially, he's been or his department has been quite generous to the Kerry South constituency over the past few years.
Yeah, absolutely. And however that looks nationally, it's not going to do him any harm on the doorsteps in Kerry South.
Deirdre Walsh is also less sure that the Healy Ray seat is safe. She reckons that a better transfer pact between the two Fianna Fáil candidates could ensure the election this time of Tom Fleming.
I think what's interesting this time is that John O'Donoghue's transfers will move to Tom Fleming, to his running mate, a lot easier this time. And I think that could be enough to see Tom Fleming get elected.
Realistically, of course, if they are to take a second seat, it's probably going to be the seat of Jackie Healy Ray.
Jackie Healy Ray will be looking to be elected for the third time. He's moving on in years. It's hard to know if he still has the appetite for battle. He's insistent that he is as keen as ever to be elected. But what's interesting is that his son Michael has been very prominent in the media. Yes, the Healy Ray camp says that there's no way that anyone other than Jackie is running.
Now, that's an interesting point, because a lot of people might have seen Michael Healy Ray, say, on Questions and Answers and thought, aha, it's going to be his name on the ballot paper, not his father's name.
Absolutely, but here in Radio Kerry, numerous times we've put that question to him and he has denied it over and over again and is quite insistent, as is Michael, his son, that it's definitely the father who's running.
The third sitting TD is Labour's Breda Moynihan-Cronin. At one stage, she announced she wouldn't be running this year, which prompted much electoral joy in Fine Gael, who would have been favourites to take that seat. However, as Michael O'Regan explains, circumstances changed and she's back on the hustings.
Yes, and there was a huge sigh of relief in Labour headquarters when she did change her mind. She had health difficulties, which she has overcome. She's a huge appetite now for the electoral fray, and I think she will hold that Labour seat.
Deirdre Walsh says that some in Fine Gael and Kerry South still hold out faint hopes of taking that seat.
I think Fine Gael would do a lot better in this election in Kerry South than they did last time out. Seamus Cussie Fitzgerald, he polled a respectable 4,500 first preferences, but his running mate Sheila Casey didn't do quite well. I feel this time Seamus Cussie Fitzgerald will do better, and you know, he possibly has a stronger running mate in Tom Sheehan, and I think Tom Sheehan possibly of the two is in with a fighting chance of a seat.
Overall then, according to Michael O'Regan of the Irish Times, no change is the most likely outcome in Kerry South.
Yes, I think as it is, but always allowing, of course, for Mr. Fleming nipping at Mr. Healy Ray's heels, and indeed Fine Gael launching a strong enough challenge as well to Breda Moynihan-Cronin's seat.
I wouldn't bet against Tom Fleming. I think he's got a great chance of taking a second seat for John O'Donoghue. And then after that, you could have Breda Moynihan-Cronin, Jackie Healy Ray, and one of the two Fine Gael candidates, possibly Tom Sheehan, scrambling for the third seat.
Could you choose between them?
If I was to put money on it, I'd nearly edge it to Breda Moynihan-Cronin.
Deirdre Walsh and Michael O'Regan. Well, that's all we have for you this week. Thanks for listening.
The Constituency is presented by Rachel English and produced in our Galway studios by Tom Maguire. Sound supervision for the programme was by Tom Williams.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio. For more details of our podcasts, visit rte.ie.